Patrick Peterson is the football version of Justin Verlander. That's how I feel this morning. Patrick Peterson, the star cornerback of the Arizona Cardinals, reportedly not happy with his franchise.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect fit for where the Texans are as a team. They're ready to win, but they're a cut below the elite teams in the NFL. Peterson plays the right position. The Texans desperately need a corner. There's nobody in this draft tomorrow night who's going to be as good as Patrick Peterson. Per Brian Gain, this is the Justin Verlander trade football version.
When Brian Gain said that, where he said there might not be a... I'll paraphrase. He said there might not be a Patrick Peterson type of player. Like, he walked it back a little bit. He didn't say none of these guys can be as good as Patrick Peterson, but that was the point he was making. Like, the undiplomatic way would be, look, there's Patrick Peterson and a few guys at the very top, and then there's very few others that approach him, and they're not in this draft. Could he be like Justin Verlander? I'll go out and first of all say that, well, let's see. The Astros were closer at that point than the Texans were, but he was such a big difference that it was like it was the difference that truly and genuinely mattered. I think, yes, Patrick Peterson can very easily be that guy. It's not a perfect comparison, but yeah, I think Patrick Peterson would vault the Texans up into a certain atmosphere that they're just not at right now. Because if you think of all the things that kept that Texans defense from being genuinely good last year was simply its pass defense. You could say that part of that was based on the fact that they don't have a well-rounded pass rush. They've got a couple of really good pass rushers. Whitney Mercilus was underutilized because of numbers and whatnot. And they don't have interior pass rushers. So you could say it's partly on the pass rush, but largely it's that the secondary was a couple viable guys and then a bunch of guys that were either underperforming, injured, or you've never heard of. You know, and that's all it was. So if all of a sudden you insert Patrick Peterson's into last year's defense, and Patrick Peterson alone, you've got a much different looking team.
It makes a big difference.
You know, now the health of the wide receivers matters a lot, but
think about where Peterson is with the Cardinals. He's been a really good player. He's been an All-Pro. He's had success there. They went to the NFC title game, but like Verlander with the Tigers, their window to win has expired. It's done. The Arizona Cardinals are in a full rebuild mode. They are likely to have a situation in 2 days where they will have drafted a quarterback in the first round in back-to-back years, which hasn't happened in forever, basically. And he wants to play for a winner. The Texans are a team that is ready to win right now, and he plays one of their two most important positions. I think the comparison, listen, no comparisons are ever perfect, but I think that the Peterson-Verlander one is one that really makes sense because they can't draft a Patrick Peterson tomorrow night.
No. And yeah, and I'm okay. Yeah, I gotta stop trying to make it more, because then I'm thinking, well, in baseball you have to draft and then hope that 4 years from now,
yeah.
Like in football you can draft
after
the guy.
You figure out their service time.
If you get lucky, then that guy could be. Yeah, that, if you get lucky in football, that guy could be a replacement or as good as
halfway through his seventh season, he'll finally help the Houston Texans out.
One of the reasons I'm feeling this way is just we've been talking, especially the last couple of weeks on this show, a lot about the cornerbacks in the draft, and I was a bigger fan of Greedy Williams about 2 weeks ago than I am right now, and I'm just looking at these corners and I'm like, there's not really one guy right now at 23 who I'm like, draft him, plug him in, and he can play. Even if they're not as good, even if he's not as good as Patrick Peterson, this feels to me, cornerback-wise, like more of a second-round draft.
I feel
with
you.
With those picks. And that's one of the reasons I'm feeling this way about Patrick Peterson, because I'm like, now this is a great opportunity. This guy who's a great player, who's got 2 years left in his contract, could be available.
And it could put you into, once you take care of your offensive tackle situation, it puts you into, in this draft, being in best player available mode a lot faster, to where you don't, like, you can actually get some, and especially in this draft where in some positions second and third round looks really good, I'd love to not have to spend the first four picks on cornerbacks and offensive tackles. I'd love to be offensive tackle heavy and then also best player available heavy.
I've been working on something for SportsRadio610.com for the last week, and essentially the point is going to be this. Ultimately, are the Texans going to be closer to being a Super Bowl contender because of drafting an offensive lineman in the first round, or because they get some sort of shutdown corner at some point the remainder of this offseason? It's the latter. That's the only way that
as
they take themselves
for
further towards
success.
Being a contender. Immediately, yes. Now, I understand there's like the long-term versus short-term, but if you're looking at it from entirely a short-term perspective, if they're focused on winning a title in the next couple of years, cornerback has to happen. Patrick Peterson is the best kind of cornerback that can actually make the kind of impact that I think we're all hoping for.
Well, but you could also have your cake and eat it too, which is, get yourself an offensive tackle in the first round that helps you in the long term. Get your Patrick Peterson, helps you in the short term, and then everybody's out. That's having your cake, eating it too, and not increasing your risk of diabetes. That's that's a triumvirate right there.
Now, now price tag. Despite the fact that I really love this Patrick Peterson idea, as we're discussing this on a Wednesday, Mike, Seth, and Paul possibly trading for Arizona Cardinals star cornerback Patrick Peterson. I don't want to give up the first round pick, but I'd be willing to do almost anything else. I'd be willing.
How about next year's first round pick?
No,
I can't do that. So no first round picks.
Why not?
Next year's first, Mike, after you get Patrick Peterson, next year's first round pick is number 32.
Yeah,
you're giving up a second round pick, basically.
Last year this time, Paul wanted us to trade a first round pick for Rob Gronkowski. So
what does that have to do with Patrick Peterson?
Not much. I'm just raising it just to have some
fun. Look, I mean, I didn't think Gronk was going to die this coming season.
Now,
in my defense,
when you trade for a first round, if you trade a first round pick for somebody like what the Patriots have done and other teams have done, that makes a lot of sense. Is have it be a younger player that you can turn around and trade again if you need to be.
Well,
like Brandon Cooks was a younger player, whereas like Patrick Peterson, it's almost like it defines the value of, okay, if we're going to trade a first-round pick for Patrick Peterson, we've got him for hopefully the next 3 years or so, and we're not going to be able to turn around and trade him 1 year older for another first-round pick.
Probably not for another first-round pick, but you would have him under team control, which I think is a very important part, where you take a look at what the Kansas City Chiefs did with Frank Clark. They traded a first and second for a guy that they gave $100 million to.
Well, look at this. Franklin Perez, Daz Cameron, Jake Rogers. Who are those people?
What?
They were the guys who were traded for Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
The Astros, did not trade. I know that sounds crazy.
Classic Tigers.
Right? That's hilarious.
What a loser city.
And I'm sure some of those guys might be good down the road. But regardless, the Astros did not trade their top prospects.
Imagine Detroit's up there thinking, just think, we're like 2 minutes away from not getting these guys. Pulled it off.
Let's trade our best player in franchise history the last 50 years.
I mean, they're going to lose
them
anyway.
You asked me, Paul, the question, all right, would I trade a one for Peterson? No. I would. If Patrick Peterson was 25 years old, absolutely.
Yeah.
If Patrick Peterson was 25, I'd be running to trade a first-round pick for Patrick Peterson. Since he's 29, I wouldn't be. So, again, there's an Astros-Verlander similarity.
But, I mean, that's what he's going to cost. He's going to cost, like, a first-round pick.
I don't
think
he gets a first-round pick. I don't think he gets a first-round pick.
You don't think we know that?
Age. Yeah.
Well, let's do this. Charles Davis of the NFL Network was on with Sean and Rich yesterday on the Triple Threat, and they asked him about the possibility of trading for Patrick Peterson, and he addressed that within this answer.
Yeah, absolutely, I would make that phone call, and I would tell them Antonio Brown went for a 3 and a 5. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, we're talking comparable production on the other side of the ball, aren't we? Patrick Peterson's a guy, like, you're never going to be able to quantify a Patrick Peterson with numbers because people don't throw the ball in his direction. So you can't say, he doesn't have enough interceptions. Well, he gets 3 balls thrown at him a game. It's a little bit different. All right. Plus, he's still willing to return kicks, and he can still be a game-changing guy as a punt returner. And I think he's a guy who can be very good in the locker room.
So Davis mentions a 3 and a 5, which was what the Raiders traded for Antonio Brown. That's going to be – that is – because Antonio Brown wanted more money, turned himself into a total circus and a train wreck.
But it'll
cost more, but you can get some of these players, these veteran stars in the NFL, for less than you think.
But I almost think, I think that take is somewhere between maybe Paul and Charles Davis, which is that, Antonio Brown, though, he's an older player, but I think the teams would have been willing to spend a first rounder for him if they knew that he was more maybe stable. But Antonio Brown, I guess, provides a different kind of impact. Antonio Brown's, what is he, 29? He's getting up there in years already.
Antonio Brown?
Yeah.
I think he's in his 30s
right now.
Is
he 30, 31? All right. So the age was part of it. Part of it was just him acting like a whack job.
30.
Yeah.
But one of the best players in the league.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he was still worth a first round pick.
No, third and a fifth.
Third and a fifth. Okay.
Now, Frank Clark goes for a first-round pick and a second-round pick, but he's a younger
guy. Yeah, he hasn't beat any women up in at least 3 years, so there you go. With the Chiefs, that's like, hey, you might as well be an altar boy.
Exactly.
I confused Brown for a second with Odell Beckham Jr., but okay, the Cardinals don't want to trade Patrick Peterson. That's at least what they're saying publicly, even if Patrick Peterson doesn't want to be there, and they have him under team control. If you want Patrick Peterson, you're not getting him for a second-round pick, period. You're not.
What about a second-round pick and Whitney Merciless? Check that. I'm not going to do that. That makes no sense. How about a second-round pick this year and a third next year? because they're going to want to rebuild, so I'm going to give you draft picks.
Second round pick this year.
And a third next year.
And you already, you still have another second round pick to play with. Yeah, if I'm going, if I'm coming out
of
this draft.
That's a third and a fourth round pick if you're the Texans.
If I'm coming out of this draft with a first round offensive tackle, Patrick Peterson, and still one second rounder and a third rounder, yeah, I'm good with that.
How about a second round pick, a third, and Deontay Foreman?
I don't want to give up Deontay Foreman at this point. He's a keystone to the franchise.
I'm just trying to think of younger guys that Texans can give up. How about a second round pick, a third round pick, and Dylan Cole?
Oh, Dylan Cole. I saw that in the Battle Red blog. Somebody suggesting Dylan Cole. This is the thing about Dylan Cole and Zach Cunningham is you've got a little bit of, like, you've got a couple young, fast dudes right there. Dylan Cole and Zach Cunningham would be perfect outside linebackers in a 4-3. This team has a certain amount of versatility right now to where I could see them, like, Cornell's not gonna change his stripes all that quickly, I don't think. I like Dylan Cole too much. And also, I don't know what his trade value is because, like, we've seen more of Dylan Cole and know his upside. He's been injured for 2 years, and I don't think that a lot of other people there maybe have seen the same things we have.